seen what's going on, the Roger Clemens trial?
I don't know that they are going to be able to do anything here except spend money.
Yeah, I think it's same. Yeah, I think it's the same deal as John Edwards.
Sure,
we all know that they are wrong, but they can't get him.
So they're trying to get him for something else.
Like OJ,
yeah. Roger
couldn't get him for one thing. Let's try to get him for something else.
Edwards is a little bit different thing, but Clemens is the classic. Congress wants you to tell them something.
Yeah.
You tell them something. They don't think they're telling them what they want to hear, so then they bring charges against you for lying to Congress because they can't actually prove that you did what you're telling
right.
them about.
Yeah. Nice country, America.
So then they find somebody else to come in and say, no, he's lying, and that's the only evidence that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's total hearsay. Meanwhile, your U.S. government is spending hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to
for
convict
nothing.
A baseball player for taking steroids.
Yep. For nothing.
Pretty much.
If that were the case, they convict half of the people
exactly.
that are playing football.
Exactly, half of all the athletes. Yep.
Why? Yeah. And why Congress is involved in this anyway?
Roydville. Yeah, that's another good question.
Why is Congress involved in a steroid baseball investigation? It should be a local drug conviction, or baseball should be doing something about it.
Yep. You don't have any argument for me, Richie.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. 800-510-8255. Hello to everybody. Jennifer Horn is here. Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, and I working on lots of different things today. I'm looking at this story from Coconut Grove, Florida. Anybody ever been to Coconut Grove, Florida?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, but it sounds lovely. No.
What's it like?
It's
Roberta?
North of Miami.
Yeah, is it really? Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
I have
yeah.
been there.
Yeah,
I have.
Really? All right. So, in Coconut Grove, Florida, there's a hardware store. And it's probably not unique, right? Most towns have a hardware store.
Sure.
Haven't been run out of business yet by Home Depot or Lowe's.
Coconut hardware store.
Yeah. Coconut hardware
store. Plenty of plywood and water and batteries and stuff.
Actually, it's called Shell Lumber Company, S-H-E-L-L. Andy Haas is the owner. And he made a decision over the weekend and putting it into force today. No more pennies.
Oh.
He will not give, nor will he charge like $12.99. Mm-hmm. It's either going to be $13 or $12.95. No more pennies.
Hey,
as a matter of fact,
can I pay the $12 in pennies, though?
I don't know about that.
I'm curious.
I mean, I would think he had.
What happens?
He had to check this legal tender, right?
If he charges you $12.
Yeah.
And with tax, it comes up to $13.23.
Well, there's a sign, Richie, at the front door that reads, no more pennies for cash sales. We round it off in your favor, it says.
Yes, it'll be $13.20.
In your favor. So this morning's Miami Herald said that he was tasked with accounting for nearly 1,200 pennies every day, the 10 cash registers in his store. And he says, this is a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
So he started instructing cashiers to lower final sales amounts by as much as 4 cents. Do you realize what a wonderful psychological impact that has on people? And it's only 4 cents,
yeah.
or
right.
three
yeah.
cents, or 2 cents, or one. You go into yesterday. I was into the Hess service station to buy fuel. And
They rounded up to the tenth of a cent.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, I bought a bottle of water with my purchase, and I think I got a Three Musketeers candy bar as well.
Of course you did.
With it. And all of it came to, it was like $130.19. I had forgotten, I paid for most of it with a credit card, a debit card now. I'm using debit cards. Seems to work out fine. But I didn't pay for the bottle of water, so I put a dollar and whatever down. And he gave me back 3-4 cents.
Hmm.
So I thought, wow, I just spent $130. If you were buying something in a store and somebody was off a couple of pennies, this is the difference. Hello, this is the difference between local merchandisers who get it, hello, and the national chains who, all right, you owe us 97 cents. Pay up, or you can't have it. Or how many times have you gone into,
yeah.
I went into a Dairy Queen on my way back across the country. I love Dairy Queen. So I stopped at the Dairy Queen.
DQ.
The DQ. And I got something simple. I don't remember what it was.
But it was $2.03, right?
Right. And, well, it was $2. No, it was a dollar, whatever. It was $5, let's say. But with the tax, it came... It came to $5.02.
Right. So instead of just comping you the 2 cents...
And I only had a $10 bill.
Sure.
So he had to give me back four ones and 98 cents, which fills up your pocket and it's annoying.
Silly. But,
yeah. I mean, if I had gone to a local joint and spent the same amount of money... I guarantee you, pretty much across the board, they just said, okay,
$5.
You know, it's funny, at the local 7-Eleven, which is, there isn't a larger chain store than 7-Eleven, really.
Yeah.
The guys will do that. The guys will go, don't worry about it.
How do they
sound? Well, you know what they do in New York? There's a bowl full of pennies. Usually there's at least 25, 30 pennies. And you either take the pennies,
right,
you throw some in there. It's like, you know, whatever.
Anyway, so I thought this story was of interest. They've helped out the people, and this is why you do business with local stores, local businesses. Even though most of my sponsors are national, I mean, the local stations that are carrying the program have their own local advertisers, and we have our national advertisers. But I don't mind telling you that where I have the opportunity, I go to the local guys. We have an Ace Hardware store here, and we have a Home Depot. And for some things, I'll go to the Home Depot because it's fast. If I want a big box of bolts or something, like the other day, I needed to get 100 bolts for Edgar, who's putting a greenhouse together. So the Home Depot is much closer than going to the hardware store. But if I have a number of things and my route takes me by the hardware store, I'll go to the hardware store and get the stuff that I need there. And this is... what happens now with many of the hardware stores is there, and I found this to be the case in Santa Monica more than I have here, that they're responsible for their own demise. Once, if you're good at merchandising and having the right product, if the big box stores come in, they won't put you out of business unless you let them put you out of business. If you are more attentive to the stock in your store, and you price it better. You know, Home Depot, these big box stores are not cheaper. They try to convince you that they are. The only draw that is better is that they put everything together but the kitchen sink. And, in fact, at Home Depot, the kitchen sink is there. But when you go to the hardware stores, 9 times out of 10, my experience is the price is better. And the selection is not as good. But the price is usually better with the local stores. And if you ask them to get something, I bought 30 special lights for one of the barns. And I didn't even go to Home Depot. I walked into the Ace store, and I said to the guy, I need 30 of these. And the price was $7 and something, I think. And he said, well, I'll give them to you for $6. And it was the owner of the store. I didn't have to. He just looked at the price, $7. He's probably paying $5 or $4.50 or something for them. And so he knows what he can make. He's going to sell me 30 of them. And he says, okay, I'll sell them to you for $6.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Why would he just give away money?
I don't know. Because he was happy I was buying 30 of them.
Because he thought Doug was
to form the relationship, yeah.
Yeah. And now, do you think I go back there as often as I can for stuff? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Do you ask for a discount every time?
I didn't ask him for a discount
the
then.
First time.
Okay. Richie will always ask for a discount. Richie's better at that. Richie's better at jobbing people around. I don't do that particularly well.
I can't imagine just giving somebody money, though.
Why?
I would treat you with the utmost respect, have a good time with you when you're in my store,
right.
And...
This guy's not a good
time
guy.
Make you
want
to come back based on relationship. If you asked for a discount, then I might give you one. But
I didn't ask him.
That's crazy.
I didn't ask him at all.
Just giving money away, man. What are you thinking, man?
Well,
he's just giving money away.
He's a good local businessman. He's got me coming back.
Yeah,
he saw a good customer coming in.
Right.
Kind of large quantity.
Away money.
Wanted to make sure he came back.
All right. Yeah. I'm not going to your store, Rich.
Treat him right.
Maybe he's just nice.
Yeah.
Treat him
crazy
right.
Guy.
All
right. Nice.
All right, coming up, we have
a programming note for tomorrow morning.
What's that, Rich?
Tomorrow's dating topic.
Yeah.
Why women are prejudiced against short men.
Sorry.
We can't wear our high heels.
Yeah. Jennifer is
See,
like...
I am not prejudiced against short men because compared to me, everybody is short.
Right.
So there you go.
All right. Well, because, you know, Jennifer's like 6'3", and the guys, how many 6'3" guys do you know? Like that. Okay, the world's first billion-dollar home and the world's first million-dollar parking space is coming up. And who knows, any number of moments could pass before we get there. But I'm telling you, if you hold your breath long enough, we'll get there. 18. Yeah, right now.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
La, la, la. La, la, la.
Boom, ba, doom, boom.
La, la, la. What is this song?
Blind Melon.
Blind
no
Melon.
Rain. No Rain is the name of the song.
Great video.
With the bees.
Yeah.
Everybody in the bee outfits.
Mm-hmm. It's 21 after on Good Day.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Don't answer it!
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Wait a minute. Stop this. This is not the original version of this song.
You're right.
I mandate that we get to the original version of this song, please, because
it's
too good. I don't want excuses.
Yeah,
I want the original version.
What in the world would somebody... They just went by song title instead of...
Right. Somebody didn't know.
Right.
This is some...
We have a young 20-something kid.
Who doesn't know about Ronald Eisley?
He doesn't know.
No.
Right.
He loads them. Would you like to explain what loading means?
I have a computer in front of me with a bunch of buttons on it, and and
very
he loads. Right, he loads the songs. There's 100 buttons.
Right.
Hold on a minute. I'm getting it here.
Yeah.
And he just loads the songs on each button. So he went and searched for This Old Heart of Mine.
Right.
Saw it, loaded it, not realizing it was Rod Stewart instead of
the real version of the song. The Isley Bros.
This is a personal announcement from my technical little dingy thing here. The Doug Steffen Show is overmodulated.
That's
right.
You got it. Make it over. Move it up a little higher on that
for the next couple of minutes. Thank you very much.
Isley Brothers did Twist and Shout. Let's see. It's Your Thing.
They did everything.
They did, but not like this.
Woo!
Come on, Richie. How can you not? No matter how old you are, how can you not get yourself wrapped around this song? It's impossible. You know this song, Heather? You know
this song? Gosh, I love the Isley Brothers.
All right. Come on, let's see. I'm going to be quiet. Listen to this song. Funk Brothers, yes or no?
Better than the Funk Brothers?
No, I don't know what this is. This is a Motown.
No, it's not.
It's not a Motown, but it's a Detroit.
No,
this
they did
Detroit
all the time. Yeah, they played their own. They were their musicians. Ernie Isley played guitar with Jimi Hendrix before. He was a cousin. He joined the Isley Brothers.
These guys are from L.A., though, I think. Are the Isley Brothers from Los Angeles?
No.
Where are they from? I was pretty sure they were from L.A. The older brother's dead on drugs, right? Wasn't that his problem?
Yes.
Yeah. But may I tell you something? You listen to these guys do this song. Oh, it's such a treat.
They went everything from the gospel on up to the funk.
Well, I started as gospel guy.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Fight the power, baby.
Yeah.
But where are they from? Anybody know? Find me where they are.
You know what? I was a huge Isley Brothers fan. So I don't know.
All right, let's keep going.
Good stuff.
Yeah, very good stuff. Hilton Valentine was the guitarist for the Animals. I don't know what that does for us, but at any rate.
It's okay.
69, yeah.
Good stuff.
Richard Hatch, who was Apollo on Battlestar Galactica, was also in Ghetto Blaster, Party Line, Delta Force, Commando 2, and... Didn't he do Love on the Edge? I remember that. This guy. Richard Hatch won the state in 1945. So he's 67 today.
Wow.
Bill Champlin, keyboardist for Chicago. Yeah, this is terrible. Let's get to Leo Sayer.
Chicago country. Yeah.
This is better. Gerard Q. Sayer, his real name, born in this state 1948. 64 today. Mr. T. Lawrence.
Love him.
Tarod.
He the fool.
From the A-Team. Rocky movies.
Hey, fool.
Inspector Gadget.
I told you I'm not getting on that plane, fool.
Born this day, 1952. So he's, what does that make him?
He's going to be
60.
60, yeah. 60.
All right, all right. Judge Reinhold's birthday is today as well.
Oh.
Carol.
What is he the judge of again?
He's the judge of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Is what he's the judge
28
of.
After.
Glenn Close in The Role of a Lifetime. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
I've been thinking I might purchase a little business.
What kind of a shop?
I'm thinking maybe tobacco. But a woman could serve at the counter.
You're not thinking of taking a wife, are you not?
Who's the lucky lady?
Glenn Close stars as a woman who lives out her life as a male butler in Albert Nobbs, now on DVD and Blu-ray disc. The film earned Close an Oscar nomination and won her this year's Movies for Grown-Ups Best Actress Award. She's mesmerizing as Nobbs, who has fooled the world into thinking she's a small, eccentric man serving the upper class in 19th century Ireland. Close first played Nobbs on stage 30 years ago. And she's long dreamed of bringing the story to the screen.
I was cast in an adaptation of the short story done by a French woman. That was the first time I ever came across the character in the story. So I've known it for a long time. I think she's a very unusual character. It's not what it seems. The things that this story talks about is about isolation and survival and connection, the kind of connection that human beings need to have a fulfilling life. And it's just an unexpected way to tell something which I think is a very deeply human story.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
You know, everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly from each of us, and that is a story that is our story that we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out. It's always fascinating to me as an actress to try to figure out what those private thoughts are and what's really going on with somebody, no matter what else is perceived by the world.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
My hands together, excited, not apprehensive at all about more conversation here on Good Day with Heather and Roberta and Richie and Jennifer. Charlotte is in her chair snoring away at a big time.
Her throne.
She's had her time running around today.
Oh, she does a snore.
Had her breakfast, but she's comfortable and at home here. She's feeling loved and is just relaxed. And very comfortable.
So I want her life.
Her chair. She has a wonderful life. God love her.
Except for the part where you have to share ice cream cones with Doug.
I don't want to do that. 800-510-8255. If you are feeling like Monday is one of your big obstacles, people have this thing about Monday. It looks too large. And the week looks too large. Oh, you go to, oh, another week. Oh, come on. If you have that feeling about where you work or what you do, get a new job. But you better hurry because the Chinese are sending over more laborers and we're going to replace the Mexican illegals with the Chinese workers, apparently. What's the story behind the story with that, Jennifer? Chinese, the rumor is, with all of the involvement, that the Chinese want to ship some workers over here because they can't find jobs. You know, the unemployment rate with men in certain cities is up 40% in China.
Wow.
Just the men, there's a big homosexual community in China, and it's brought about by these tribes of nomads.
John Travolta's favorite vacation destination.
What are you talking about? I pass out I black out for 1 second, and I wake back up. And here you are talking about nomadic gay tribes in China.
You won't hear that in any other show.
What is going on with you?
That's what happened. The men in
Russia,
China.
I'm talking about that.
What'd you say, Roberta?
I said Russia's not talking about gay nomadic men in China.
No, he's talking about
tribes.
Man, never mind.
Tribes,
China. China. Don't tell.
Tribes, no less.
The men that go about, there's an interesting subculture, and now that we know more about what's going on in China, it's pretty interesting to see, you know, they're wanting to put their best face forward, their best foot forward, because they want a lot of the tourism business. But they will steer you. When I went over there, I was fortunate to. I was invited by the government of China, and they paid for my trip. So I brought the two kids and Tony with me. We had a great. I think we were there. We went over on a Friday night, and were there until the following Sunday afternoon, if I remember correctly. And the things that they wanted us to do were the guide that we had. We had a guide and a driver and a bus that was assigned to us, and we went all over the place. And they hooked up my program aired. It was nighttime there. So I'm trying to remember. I think they're 12 or 13 hours. So I did the program like 6 to 10 at night. And so we had a whole day to go out and do stuff.
Did you see the wall?
I went to the wall.
Ah, cool.
First thing when you drive in the wall, at least the Beijing, when you go into there's a great big gate. Drive in through the gate. First thing you see is a Kentucky Fried Chicken store.
Get out.
No.
That's the first thing you see.
With no cats around it.
No, but I didn't see any cats.
It's definitely fried chicken.
Yeah.
There's a reason you didn't see any cats.
Exactly.
So then, I mean, you know, the things that we experienced, we went to see, went to three or four different cities and saw the Terracotta Warriors, and we went to cities where there was an industry, and you couldn't breathe because the air was so acrid and thick. You couldn't see. It was a sunny day in China. You couldn't see the sun. That's how bad the sky was in this particular. This is a real industrial community. If you look at, when you go through, and it's still this way, I'm told, although they've modernized a lot of the housing, in the cities, the Russians built all of the Chinese cities. When the communistic world came to be, the Chinese didn't have any, they didn't really know how to do stuff that was quote-unquote modern, so they hired the Russians to come in. So you go into Beijing and parts of the other big cities that are Chinese, and I'm talking about Hong Kong, I'm talking about some of the mainline older Chinese cities, and you think you're in Russia. You look at the houses, because they don't have houses. They have great big housing buildings, communal housing, which is
for the gay nomadic.
Well, they may not have any place to live.
I'm just trying to keep up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, well, let me know when you hear something that makes sense. The buildings themselves are basically all like what you'd see in Moscow. And I've been to Moscow, so that's how I said to Megan, we were riding around in Beijing, and I looked, I said, man, this is like riding around in Moscow, because the kids hadn't been in Moscow with me. And so she said, well, that makes sense, and we were figuring it out. Because the Russians
and the Chinese
had come to build all of these stuff, all these homes or all these units for people to live in, and that's so they look just like Russian. And there's a coldness to Eastern European and to more of the Russian bloc nations and what their buildings where people live look like. They don't have homes. People in Russia they don't own a home. People in China do not own homes. They live in what would be best described as an apartment-type home situation. Remember the movie The Bourne? The first one, where he's in Moscow, where he goes up to that building where the daughter is of the two people that he shot to apologize. That's pretty much what it looks like everywhere you go in any city in Russia. It's they all these big buildings everywhere, and you wouldn't see yourself standing home. So anyway, the reason I brought this up is because we were talking about China and the traveling band of homosexuals. There's not enough work for them, and so they just keep looking for jobs, and they go in tribes. They'll ride bikes, and they will walk from city to city to try to find work. And that's how they get together. That's how they get to know one another. And the government is really death on homosexuality. The Chinese government is like wildly opposed to it. And they do whatever they can. If they can prove in some way, shape, or form that you've engaged in homosexual acts, they'll probably kill you. That's how, in China, there's all kinds of ways of getting dispatched. They don't put up with anything. It's one of the reasons that people are so fearful in China, because they are very tough. And there's a reason for it, because they get so many people, otherwise they'd be out of control. If they didn't make examples of people for doing even the slightest thing, like somebody in charge of some department in the last 4 or 5 months screwed up and they executed him. And that's what they do. That's how they deal with stuff.
Pretty much what happens here. I don't know, what's a big deal?
What, execute you if you're...
Yeah.
Well, and they give you another job.
One of us messes up.
Right, yeah. Anyway, so I find it interesting that we also worry about how tough things are here, and you know, you don't even begin to understand what it's
like. By the way, Jennifer and our part of a nomadic tribe, we wander around the country looking for jobs, too.
Yeah. We do. I was giggling because what you may not know is that I actually type in descriptions of what we talk about during the hours of the Good Day Show and put it up on the website.
Right.
And so this hour so far, I have Hardware Store Smackdown, What Are Your Hardware Habits? We Celebrate the Birthdays of the Day, plus John Travolta and Homosexuals in China. What else do we want to add to this?
Okay.
Well, if they're not listening yet, they soon will, right?
That's right, exactly. Can we post this on Facebook? Facebook apparently is not working.
It's weird.
We have nothing
Facebook
today
like
from anybody.
Yeah.
No, there's got to be something wrong. Richie can't get in. There's got to be something going on there. And
I thought they just didn't like me anymore.
It's not just related to the IPO. All right, in a moment, the first $1 billion home. You can check out the photo if you'd like to at DougStefan.com. And the first $1 million parking spot. We'll tell you that story and where it is. You can say, who would pay $1 million for a parking spot? Somebody obviously would because they did. 17 for the hour. Good day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
This class is dismissed.
We're home now?
No, wait a minute. We first have to... There are two great stories here today. The pictures are the interior of what is believed to be the most expensive residence ever built have been made public in Vanity Fair. The home is called Antilia, after a mythical island, located in Mumbai, India.
Bombay, right? They used to be Bombay, Mumbai?
Yes, Mumbai is with Bombay. Owned by Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani. The residence is 400,000 square feet.
Oh my gosh, the shopping mall.
Has three helicopter pads, underground parking for 160 cars, has a staff of 600.
Oh my goodness.
The building is 27 stories tall. So the building rises to 570 feet, the equivalent of a 40-story structure.
For one person.
The house is reported to be worth about $1 billion, which will not affect his bank balance. He's worth 22 billion dollars, according to Forbes magazine, one of the five richest men in the world. Five. There you go, Jennifer. His name is short, though.
Yeah. All right. I put up with that. I got it. Oh, yeah.
Look at the positive side. At least he's employing 600 people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
You
That's
know.
Good.
I guess. Yeah, he has a job.
Yeah.
I guess. That's a good start.
That is a good start. All right. Roberta, you found the most valuable parking spot in the world now.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, they're selling a parking space in Manhattan for $1 million. It's at 66 East 11th Street, which is just off of, if I think correctly, just off of Fifth Avenue, on the east side of Fifth Avenue, down by 11th Street, which is a very ritzy neighborhood.
Sig, what's the address again?
66 East 11th Street. See, the parking spot is 12 feet wide, 23 feet long, and more than 15 feet high. And it says it can be duplex to accommodate another car at the same time.
Oh, very nice.
So what makes it worth $1 million? Where is it at? Okay. What location is it?
11th Street, just off of 5th.
No, but what building?
Park Avenue people would be able to, Park Avenue residents could use it. The 5th Avenue residents could use it.
The space will go to the 8,000 square foot townhouse or to the penthouse in the building.
Wow.
You know, when you think about it, I mean, I have a garage in New York, and actually I'm getting a deal. I pay $280 a month for my garage space.
You're ripped off. You can't park it there until the morning, so everyone, I got to go move my car.
Well, it was Sunday last night, so I parked it in front of the building here because I was unpacking stuff, and I didn't feel like moving it at midnight. So I moved it this morning. You can only park till 11 a.m. until 8 a.m.
That's what drives me nuts about New York. Is that you can't park. I mean, I'm such an L.A. person, and we have parking lots everywhere.
You can't park in this.
We have a parking lot. It's just 200.
L.A. is a pain in the neck to park, too.
The thing, to park for a day, one day, is between $40 and $50.
Yeah.
So really, $280 a month, you know, it's three blocks away.
No, it's a deal.
Now, the spot right next to me, the garage right next to me, which is the same chain, wanted $400. So I said, you know what? For $120, I'll walk three blocks.
Good for you. Congratulations, Roberta.
But can you imagine that $280 is a bargain in New York to pay for a parking garage? Sure. This garage, $1 million.
Amazing.
Nuts.
All right. For those of you who are looking for Father's Day ahead of, Father's Day? 3 weeks away?
Mm-hmm.
You can now buy
June 15th, I think.
At Yankee Candle. Man candles.
A man candle?
The scent of sawdust.
Like bacon. Yeah. Sawdust.
Freshly mowed grass.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. The press release that came out last week describes them as a line of scents inspired by and created uniquely for men. And now all rooms in your home can have a line of scents inspired by and created uniquely for men. This is like here in my house. I have a man's house, right?
Yeah,
But my house smells like sawdust and manure most of the time anyway. I don't have a candle for that, right? Some scents include basement, garage, man cave, or entire bachelor pad. Some of these scents.
Why do I feel like it's
smells
gonna
like
be
sweat.
Sweat socks?
Yeah, it smells like sweat.
Sweat.
Sweat socks and like a really good poop.
There you go. The video, let's see, we got a couple of good videos up there. Is a teen game fan using 30,000 dominoes to make a tribute to Nintendo. Got to check that out. Check out all the recent videos at DougStephan.com. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT, and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order. which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail: women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
A storm of protest in Chicago and stormy weather off the East Coast. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The two-day NATO summit in Chicago continues today, and so far we've heard just as much about the protesters as we have about what's being discussed at the summit.
Oh, you're in the way!
Massive protest ended in violence yesterday. The demonstration originally started with people demanding that NATO end their military machine and start focusing on helping the poor. It became violent when a group of protesters, apparently from a group called the Black Bloc, started clashing with Chicago police in riot gear. Over a dozen people were arrested during the nearly two-hour confrontation between the two sides. Police in full riot gear had to use batons to get the situation under control. No word on how many people were injured. From one storm to another. That's the sound of a tropical storm. The name Alberto, the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, now headed to the southeast after spinning circles off the South Carolina and Georgia coast yesterday. Even though the National Hurricane Center says the storm has weakened, heavy rain and dangerous surf still expected along the coast of those two states, as well as off northeastern Florida today. Alberto didn't wait for the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season, which is the 1st of June. It became a tropical storm this past Saturday. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's CBD absolutely free. Call 1-800-608-9425. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-608-9425. That's 1-800-608-9425.
On Wall Street, stocks will try to bounce back following the worst week of the year last week. The Dow off 73 points on Friday, closing the week at 12,369. S&P down 10. NASDAQ was off 35 points following a volatile first day of trading for Facebook on the NASDAQ exchange last Friday. The jury goes back to work today to determine the fate of former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards, accused of breaking federal campaign finance laws by spending contributions to hide an extramarital affair during his 2008 White House bid. Defense attorneys insist the money was a gift, not a campaign contribution. It's a Monday, so let's check out those prices at the pump.
Go ahead, fill it up.
And with Memorial Day weekend straight ahead, gas prices are still going down. Down more than 6 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. Average price for a gallon of regular, according to the nationwide Lundberg survey, is now at $3.78. Highest average price in San Francisco at $4.36. Lowest, Memphis, Tennessee at $3.34. Business at the box office this past weekend, it's still all about that group of superheroes.
The Avengers.
The Avengers?
That's what we call ourselves.
Yes, The Avengers, another $55 million, number one for a third straight weekend. The movie has made over $1 billion worldwide. Closing notes, a name in the news, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook founder and CEO, changed his own Facebook status over the weekend. Yes, Zuckerberg changed his status to married. The wedding was Saturday. Zuckerberg and his longtime girlfriend, Priscilla Chan, tied the knot at Zuckerberg's home in Palo Alto, California. Quite a catch, that Zuckerberg, who is now the 29th richest person in the world. His social networking company went public last Friday and started trading on the NASDAQ. Zuckerberg's shares in his own company now worth more than $20 billion. By the way, Facebook's highly anticipated market debut was marred by technical glitches due to a high volume of orders. And speaking of technical glitches, did you catch this over the weekend?
2-1-0 and liftoff. We've had a cutoff.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Liftoff did not occur.
This was supposed to be the launch of a rocket from SpaceX, the first private commercial rocket company. It was supposed to be an unmanned test flight to the International Space Station. This company hoping to take over where the space shuttle program left off. The next available day for SpaceX to try again is tomorrow. Here's hoping the countdown leads to the words liftoff without those other words that followed.
Liftoff did not occur.
Yeah, that's not good. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. All quantities last.